Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. It's time now for another installment in our weekly feature from the Stoop Storytelling Series. Chrissy Ferreira tells a story from 2009 about an art project that took on a life of its own.
So I'm an artist, a painter, and about 5 years ago, I took a class that was all about conceptual performance art. So we learned about an artist who lived in a gallery, an artist who had himself shot with a real gun, and an artist who confined himself to a tiny jail cell for 1 year and didn't speak a word to anyone. Basically, artists who put their entire life into their work. And I wanted to do that. So there was only one assignment for this class. Try something new. Just do one thing that you've never done before. So what's my project going to be? I wanted it to be something really edgy and radical, something life-changing. One day, I'm at Starbucks. I'm contemplating becoming an avant-garde art rebel and picking out a muffin. I got my cappuccino and I'm sprinkling on my cinnamon. And I noticed these customer comment cards that say, "We'd love to hear your thoughts." The word love caught my attention. Seemed a little intimate for corporate literature. So I opened it. There are a few lines on which to write a short paragraph. And again, the phrase, "We'd love to hear your thoughts." That's it. That's my art project. I'm going to write a letter to Starbucks every day for 1 year. Now, what to write? "Dear Starbucks, I like your coffee. I visit Starbucks almost every day. I like your dairy selection, milk, 2%, skim, half and half, soy. I appreciate the fact that your stores always have nutmeg and cinnamon. That's not true of all coffee shops. I'm often tempted to steal them. But I don't, because I know it's nicer for everyone. Love, Chris." So after a week or so, I start loosening up. I start really getting into it. I can just be myself. "Dear Starbucks, do you think that things happen for a reason? Or is life just totally random? Dear Starbucks, do you think that in order to be an artist, you have to live in a constant state of frustration? Dear Starbucks, I wonder how many people have met and fallen in love at Starbucks." So this goes on for several months. Then one day, they write me back. "Dear Christine Ferreira, thank you for contacting Starbucks Coffee Company. It is always a sincere pleasure to hear from valued customers. Providing premium coffee and customer service is Starbucks' ongoing goal. So it's great to hear that your experiences reflect just that. We've shared your comments with the appropriate partners / employees for their consideration. We hope you enjoy Starbucks coffee for years to come. Warm regards, Brian Franson." Okay, so I continue to write Starbucks. They continue to write me back. And after 1 year, I keep going. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I feel like I can really confide in them because they're not a real person. "Dear Starbucks, today my boyfriend broke up with me. Dear Christine Ferreira, your comments are of great concern to me. Dear Starbucks, if you are truly in love with someone but it doesn't work out, how do you ever really get over it? Dear Christine Ferreira, we've shared your comments with our management team. Dear Starbucks. Okay, so if you never get over it, doesn't that mean that just about everyone is walking around with a broken heart? How can love ever hope to blossom? Dear Christine Pereira, we hope your future visits to Starbucks bring you nothing but pleasure. I didn't know if they actually read my letters or not. Maybe they had a computer that generated automatic responses and signed fake names. Maybe they read them, but they just thought I was a little nuts. Maybe they had a whole war room set up to deal with me, tracking my every move. I had no idea. But this goes on for 5 years, and I've written them close to 2,000 letters. They've sent me a few dozen responses, very polite, very professional, until recently. Hello, Chris. I know you have heard from a few of us representatives at Starbucks over the years. I just wanted to say that it truly is a joy to read your notes. Many of us are able to take a mental break from daily work and put ourselves into your world. Sometimes your notes bring a little bit of sunshine into mine and others' days. And sometimes I hear the sadness in your notes. And I just want you to know that complete strangers are reading your words and crossing our fingers for you, hoping your day gets better. I hope I'm not being too intrusive in personally writing you. Just something I've wanted to do for a while. Take care, Katie. Okay, so this letter completely took me aback. It was very sweet, it was very sincere, but it was a little too personal. Kinda made me uncomfortable, okay? Now, I realized that I liked writing this big, faceless, anonymous, distant corporation. And I thought that we had kind of an agreement, you know? I'm the human being. I do the babbling. I pour my heart out. They make the coffee and tell me to have a nice day. So now they've completely changed our arrangement. And I haven't decided exactly how to respond, but this is one possibility. Dear Starbucks, thank you for contacting Christine Pereira. It is always a sincere pleasure to hear from a global coffee conglomerate, providing humor and insight into our increasingly technocratic society is my ongoing goal. So it's great to hear that your experience reflects just that. I forwarded your comments to the appropriate partners / Stoop storytelling audience for their consideration. I hope you will enjoy my manic, rambling letters for years to come. Warm regards, Christine Pereira.
Chrissy Pereira, telling the tale of her love affair with Starbucks. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast, all at stoopstorytelling.com. We link to it from our page at wypr.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening, and have a terrific weekend.